Oh, good morning, Vicki. It's Saturday morning. Seems like we were just here.
Not long.
A week ago.
Yeah, in fact, we were. But boy, the weather has not changed for the positive yet.
Oh, we've got a temperature of 54 degrees, cloudy skies, got some sprinkles in the area.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar, boy, it's charged up for a busy day. It's showing rain over.
Oh, man.
Baxter County, Ozark County, a little bit down in Taney County. And some light scattered stuff in Marion County. Then it starts to strengthen as it gets back into Boone County, moves into the northwest portion of Arkansas. Tulsa and Bartlesville, Oklahoma, they're getting a drenching right now, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. And it's all moving to the east, and it's not in the forecast. Mostly cloudy, high today, 65. 90% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms tonight. Low of 52. And Sunday, we've got a 90% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, high of 60. Sunday night, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain in the evening. Slight chance after midnight, low of 47. Monday, cloudy, a 20% chance of rain, high of 62. And high temperatures next week are good. They're in the 60s and 70s. But the low temperature, that's in the 40s every night, and that's what you say. There's no need to plant when you're having lows in the 40s. Isn't that right?
Oh, it's for sure. This has really been a goofy spring. I don't consider it spring yet, frankly.
Well, all right.
So there.
Well, we got that out of the way. We are broadcasting this morning. We got a couple of big broadcasts today, remote broadcasts, and from 10 till noon, we're going to be at the East Branch of Arvest, right next to Walmart. And Tim's standing by. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Sherrod. I must tell you, the line goes out the parking lot, into the Walmart parking lot, and since that truck's got here about, 15 minutes ago, the line has just grown and grown and grown. Everybody bringing their boxes. Now, you can bring up to 5 boxes to be shred today. So you got your taxes all done. You know what you need to be disposed of. They will do it right here. They got that motor going, and they are shredding the stuff right now. I do got to say, though, remember to get out and try a key in the treasure chest. Everybody's just dropping off their stuff and leaving. We have $1,700 in the treasure chest today. And, Jeff, boy, that'd be great if somebody win that money.
Hey, that'd be sweet. Good way to start your Saturday.
It'd be great, too, because, you know, we're trying to raise some funds, too, with donations for the food bank.
Yeah, all of Arvest Million Meals goes on all this month and next month. But this is one piece of what they do, Shred-a-thon every year. And, gosh, they raise gobs of money for our backpack programs. It's a great way to be active in the community, get your stuff shredded, all the stuff that you need to get out of your house, and make a little donation.
That's it. Especially if you win that $1,700, feel free to make a nice donation to the backpack
program. There you go. Go 50-50 with it.
And there you go. You feel good about yourself, and you're helping out your neighbors here. Now, we'll be here shredding. We'll be broadcasting till noon today with the treasure chest, but the shredding's going to go on till 1, so people have plenty of time to get here.
Absolutely. We've got plenty of time. This line will slow down a little bit later in the day, actually, and there'll be folks here all day long, though. We'll be able to take care of you.
Now, they're moving along real quick. You won't have much of a wait at all. And we're getting the boxes out of your vehicle for you. So you load them up. Don't worry about unloading it.
Yeah, we'll unload them for you. You can sit here and watch them be shredded if you want to do that. Or you can just slide on through the line and get on about your day.
We got a few little beverages, some snacks for you, and $1,700 in the treasure chest. Broadcasting at Arvest Bank's East location here in front of Walmart, I'm Tim Tibbs.
As a parent, nothing puts your mind at ease more than knowing your teenager is safe behind the wheel. Yelcott Security's new tracking services put you in the driver's seat, letting you know exactly where your teen's car is, where it's going, how fast, and when it arrives at its destination. Real-time GPS info, alerts, and updates enabled from any web-enabled smart device. Call Yelcott Security today, 870-435-2181, and let Yelcott keep you in the driver's seat.
Hello, this is Bruce Langley of Roller Funeral Home inviting you to stop by and visit us at the Health Fair and Expo, April 25th and 26th at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. We are looking forward to meeting you and sharing information regarding pre-arrangement, cremation, and other funeral services and products we offer. We'll see you April 25th and 26th at the Health Fair and Expo.
Carl Harwin's Nursery has all your springtime goodies. From annuals and perennials to our 3 acres of trees and shrubs, you can count on Harwin's Nursery to have it all. Join us on Facebook to get a firsthand glimpse at all of our weekly arrivals. Colors in the air. Come by Harwin's Nursery, located on Highway 5 South. That's 1151 East 9th Street. Or have a question? Give us a call at 870-425-6966.
Let's get these phone lines open this morning. Gardening in the Ozarks, Vicki Garner, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. And, of course, we've got another big show going on this morning. You said there's a big crowd there as well.
Yes, we've just had a wonderful time at the library. We're at the main library, the Baxter County Library. We're outside, which I know at this point you're saying, what? Because yesterday, you know, was really nice and beautiful and gorgeous. And so we all decided, well, we'll be outside because the library was going to let us come inside if the weather was bad. But we decided it wasn't going to be. And so we're out there. It's a little chilly. And now I think it's a little bit of rain. But we have had a great time and a whole lot of really fun folks visiting with us. And goodness, we had a ton of stuff. And there's still, plenty for y'all to come on out and get. But it's going fast. We'll be there till noon. I'll be going back after the show, so come visit with me if you can't visit on the phone today.
Let's go to our phone lines. Line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Carolyn, and I'm calling from, I live in Nebraska, but I got the name of a really good lavender from you last time I was down here, and I wrote it down, and I got home to Nebraska, and I couldn't find the slip of paper.
Oh, that had it written on it?
Yes.
It's phenomenal. I mean, not that you
phenomenal.
Didn't have it.
Okay.
It's just phenomenal is the name. And it's phenomenal that you call back. That's great. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yes. Well, I'm back down, and I thought, I'm going to call her real quick and get that again, and I'm going to put it on my calendar.
Okay, great. Cause it
that
really,
way, I won't lose it.
Well, and it really
Thank
is
you
good.
So much, Vicki.
Well, you're welcome. And if you're over and wanting, and just for everybody's knowledge, if you ever wanted some rosemary, which I love to grow, rosemary and lavender, those are two of my favorites. There's a new development in rosemary that is an excellent plant for cold weather and sustainability, and it's called ARP, ARP. So if you're thinking phenomenal is, which I think phenomenal is an awesome name for that kind of lavender. Which
well, it is. I couldn't believe I couldn't remember it.
That's okay. And I'm glad you were coming back so you could. You can also email me, too, at vicki@ktlo if you ever have another question. So, but we're glad to have you back in Arkansas.
Or you can,
thank you very much.
You know, if you go to ktlo.com.
That's true.
And hit KTLO FM streaming, you can hear the Garden Show in Nebraska.
Really?
All right. Good
I didn't
to know.
Know that.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'll be listening to you.
All right.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had email this week from some lady in Russia who
really?
Listens in the mornings.
That's amazing. Okay, now how do you do that again? Maybe somebody else there wasn't
right.
realizing
let me,
they're
let
going
me show
on
you.
A trip.
All right, look here.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up KTLO.com.
Okay.
I was on the radar there, so.
Gotcha.
All right, see there? There's KTLO FM, Listen Live.
Oh, it says Listen Live.
The Boot, Classic Hits, Real Country. Well, you go to KTLO FM and hit that arrow there.
Okay.
Huh. And you can listen.
I'm going to tell all my relatives. They have no excuse now.
Boy, they're going to hate to hear that. Oh, geez.
Oh, no. And they'll say, oh, I think we forgot.
425-5522, 888-884-0364.
I had an email, speaking of emails this week, and one of the emails that I got from one of our listeners was talking about using cayenne pepper, or a pepper, to keep squirrels and things off of your plants. And so I thought, this is a good time of year since we can't plant anything right now. It's cold as crowd out there, and I don't know if anybody has started their cold crops. I think that would be the only thing that could be out there would be broccoli and cauliflower. And I know
Boy, my asparagus is growing like a weed.
Really? Is that hard? It hadn't...
Had some last weekend.
Really?
Got another mess for tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Well, anything fresh out of the garden is delightful. And what year is it for your asparagus patch?
You know, I don't know, but I think it's maybe six.
Because I remember
hope it's not
when
six.
You...
I'm hoping it's five, but I It's probably six the way it's growing.
It may be, because I remember you. I remember talking about it when you put it in, and it's been very good. And now, gosh, you could plant that today. If there's anything that you want to plant, those are the kind of things to plant. The cold crops and things like that. You can go ahead and plant onions also. But I guess that if it's going to pour down rain 90%, I'd probably wait until this front goes through and plant. Hopefully Monday we can really get into the garden. But about the cayenne pepper, it was interesting to find out. I had some information already on it, and I thought we'd just discuss it, because I will say this. There are pesky squirrels and pesky pests all over the place. I was at the plant swap this morning. I was talking to a lady, and we were talking about the fact that the deer have eaten things that they've never, ever eaten before. They have taken out my monkey grass, which they've never eaten that. Well, to some degree, the liopi and stuff like that, but they never eat those. And I don't remember them ever eating up the nandinas, and the nandinas look bad enough after winter, but they really look scaggly now. So this is something you might want to look into, because I think that they're all starving. The woods did not have a good nut crop this year, and so there was not a lot there. But what you can do as you begin to plant your gardens in particular, and if you've got hostas and things like that that the deer and everybody else loves to eat, I'm gonna do this. I've got a huge big thing. You can buy cheap cayenne pepper. Don't buy the brand names. Just get a real cheap gallon, half a gallon, you know, those big things of herbs that you or spices that you can get. And what you can do is sprinkle them around the plants that the squirrels enjoy. Sow some of the pepper flakes into the soil, which I had never thought of this before, but I think it's intriguing. Dig it into the soil with a trowel or with your hand or however you can work it, and it'll create a barrier around the plants, bulbs, and areas where squirrels dig. And they're digging all over the place right now. They are just goofy. And once the if you want to have the powdered kind that has a lid that has a sprinkler part on it, the part with the small holes is the one that you want to do. And the question I got on the email was, can you overdo that cayenne pepper on your plants? And I, from everything that I've read, I don't think you can. I would not, of course, put it on very delicate plants like maidenhair ferns and things like that. I would also, of course, you wouldn't have African violets out, but things like that you want to be real careful around, and you don't want to overdo it. But from what I've read, it's just really a great product to put on cheap, and it's effective up to a point. We've got a caller.
425-5522, 888-884-0364, line 5. Go ahead, please.
Vicki.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you got my email, but I had my first hummingbird last Saturday evening. Also on this cayenne pepper, armadillos don't like it either.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, where do you put it? Because they go all over
the
place.
I put it on the ground.
Just cover the ground.
I have used powder, and I have used the flakes.
Flakes.
The red pepper flakes.
Sure.
And they don't like it, because I've had trouble with them digging around a certain bush.
Uh-huh.
And so once I put it out, but you have to put it out quite often.
Right, that was one of the things I was going to comment about. If you put it out today, it'll get washed away basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
they do. They definitely don't like it either.
So it didn't mess with that bush then.
Nope. It quit for a while, and then I ran out of pepper, and then it came back, and then I kept putting it out. And then I ended up shooting it.
Well, now that's quick and to the point.
Well, the bad thing of it is you have to get to them at night.
I know.
And what we do when we have trouble with them, we'll go out every couple of hours, and it's like all night long.
Holy moly.
So if you see me out running around in the middle of the night with a flashlight and a rifle, you'll know I'm after an armadillo.
That's kind of scary to think about. My goodness.
A rifle.
Well, I'm in my yard.
A,
so.
a woman in a nightgown with a rifle firing away.
Hey, I've had some funnier experience with nightgowns and armadillos and a dog and a cat. No, it was not an armadillo. It was a skunk. A dog and a cat. A skunk got into a doghouse of a dog that we had, and the dog kept barking all night, so I got up and went out to see what it was. Well, I dumped the doghouse over, and the skunk came out. The dog chased chased the skunk. I was running after the dog to keep it away from the skunk, and then the cat was chasing me.
That's an interesting area you're in, I got to say.
Well, it wasn't up here. It's where I used to live.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling and giving us a smile this morning, too.
425-5522-888-884-0364.
Well, that just proves that cayenne dust does do a good thing. It's very potent, so be careful that one of the things I would recommend is that after you use it, you really wash your hands very carefully so you don't happen to put it on your face and especially keep it away from your eyes. But we appreciate that personal recommendation that if it can get rid of an armadillo, that's amazing, and they're not easy to deter when they're on a roll. We've had several, and I think that everybody I've talked to has had there are tons of armadillos out there, and you don't see so many ones dead on the road anymore. They're apparently finding their way into everybody's garden. So thanks for that personal recommendation. One of the things, though, that you, as we said, is that after a rain, and apparently we're going to have some real rain this afternoon, or even maybe it's happening now, I don't know, but you need to make sure that you redo it. And also, if it's windy, of course, it'll blow away. And the other thing is that if it's out for any length of time, it will dissipate. So you want to reapply it, and that's why I'm saying just get you a big old tub of it, and you can use it. But the other thing that I read when I was looking into this for some extra information on it was one of the things that you can do is you can cut up dried cayenne peppers. You know, you can get those dried ones and add them to water in a squirt bottle after you've cut them up, and then add a squirt of dish soap. And that will help the solution with the cayenne to adhere to the plant leaves. We've had so much wind, I got to thinking about that. If you put it down, if you were shaking the shaker with the cayenne pepper in it on the plant, it would probably blow next door and wouldn't do you a whole lot of good. So this would keep it from blowing, number one, and it will adhere to the plant leaves. And that's what the soap does. It doesn't make any difference what kind of soap you use, just the liquid stuff. I wouldn't use a whole lot. Just a little bit, because that would be the one product that might burn your leaves, especially if the sun is coming out as you're using it. So be cautious with that and use less than you would otherwise, because that is the one product in that formula that might give you some difficulty, especially on things that are less, you know, are a little bit more tender. I say that it's really good. Everything that I've read says that it helps, and it addresses not just squirrels, but rabbits and skunks. And I can't feature that skunks would make any difference to. And if anybody knows really about what you can do to keep skunks away, but besides running after them in the middle of the night with a shotgun, I don't know. But deer and raccoons and cats and dogs and even bears is what I've heard. So it really works. And so go get some ground red pepper, and that'll work too. And then there's a formula itself, and I may have a formula on my website, which is under the podcast on the KTLO website, where you can punch it on Gardening in the Ozarks, and it will drop down and there'll be everything on my website. And I've got quite a few of those formulas too. But you can, here's what it says, basically off a red pepper spray, is combine 1/2 cup of chopped red chili peppers. And these are not dried, these are just regular peppers, and you leave the seeds and everything, with 2 cups water in a blender, and you process them briefly. Then you strain the plant matter from the liquid, in other words, strain out the pepper stuff, and pour the red pepper liquid into a spray bottle. And it says some people add that 1 tablespoon of, or teaspoon, either one, of dish soap to help it adhere. So that works really well. It's interesting, the Rodale, and I know you've heard of it, it's a really good organic group, RODALE. They have a lot of publications and things and a lot of tips. Their encyclopedia recommends a combination of red pepper and garlic spray, in which what happens there is you use several cloves of garlic and they add those to the blender mix along with the red peppers and the water. So that would help. And then if you're dusting the soil, which I do recommend that if you have, you know, a lot of pests, and that once it gets hot, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because I think we'll have every bug alive will be out there rolling around. So if you have that, you can dust the soil to deter the crawling pests, and just use the plain red pepper. So it's also sometimes labeled as cayenne pepper or chili powder also. So there you have it on that thing. I appreciate the email that was sent, which initiated this discussion when she asked if that would help. The other product that I came across, or not product, but home remedy, I guess you could call them, would be cinnamon. And cinnamon is really good, and we usually have this come about near future when it dries up and as we get along. But cinnamon helps deter ants. What happens, it's kind of a terribly, you don't want to know this possibly, but it suffocates them, which is interesting. So it has an antifungal property in cinnamon, and so it protects the seedlings from rot also, which makes it a positive thing. But when you get that gray-white furry fungus thing that forms on seedling seed stems, you want to make sure that you get out the cinnamon, because it will certainly help in damping off and problems like that, which some people are having because we're having difficulty, not in starting seeds, but in getting them to the point where you can plant them out because the weather's been so goofy.
25 after the hour of 10. Again, we're broadcasting this morning from RVS, the big shred-a-thon. Tim, standing by. Tim?
Good morning, Sharon. I got to tell you, it's a beautiful day, even though there was a little rain here, because we are getting your documents shredded today. You can bring up to 5 boxes out here, and we'll get that shredded for you, and then you can go right on your way. But before you do, try that key in the treasure chest. $1,700 in that treasure chest. Susan Stockton here with me, and well, you have been one busy lady this morning.
I know. We hit the ground running, but it's awesome. We had so many people lined up starting an hour before we opened. What could be better than that, right?
I know. And they're still lined up out here all the way into the parking lot, but everybody's playing real nice with each other.
They are playing nice. We kind of have a traffic flow going now. You can drive up. We'll actually unload them out of your car for you. You don't even have to get out of the car unless you want to try the key. Now, I would recommend trying the key. I'm going to try the key before I leave today.
I've got to tell you, this is the one remote where we get more people coming through, but only a few will try the treasure chest, because they're here on a mission to get the paper shredded and to help out the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. Lots of donations being made today.
Lots of donations, and we so appreciate it. This is a good deal for everyone, just because the donations go directly here to our area to provide for the food insecure in North Central Arkansas, as well as Earth Day representation. What a great way that we are shredding these documents that do not need to take up space, yet this is a great, safe way to do it. And shred it, does it right in front of you. So it's good for everyone.
Bring your documents out again. I see you bring up to 5 boxes out here, and we'll unload it for you. Been out helping carry some boxes this morning, and just get out, try a key in the treasure chest. $1,700. We'll be broadcasting here at RVEST East location in front of Walmart until noon today. The Shred-a-thon goes on until 1.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bruce Langley of Roller Funeral Home inviting you to stop by and visit us at the Health Fair and Expo, April 25th and 26th at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. We are looking forward to meeting you and sharing information regarding pre-arrangement, cremation, and other funeral services and products we offer. We'll see you April 25th and 26th at the Health Fair and Expo.
Bob Knight and Betty Lumbert here about next year's KTLO cruise.
We'll sail the Eastern Caribbean, Nassau, St. Martin, and St. Thomas out of Port Canaveral, Florida, for a week on Royal Caribbean's beautiful Oasis of the Seas. And we take care of everything. The cruise, motor coach travel, hotels, insurance, baggage handling, all for one low price.
And this fabulous ship has it all. Great food, shopping, tons of bars, music venues, movies and shows, you name it, and they've got it. Or if you'd rather play bingo or trivia, go to the spa or the gym or the casino, or just lie in a lounge chair and soak up the sun. It's your choice.
But you need to choose your cabin and pay your deposit soon and take advantage of our great price. If you find that you need to cancel, you'll get your full deposit back before the deadline.
So for a fun-filled, hassle-free vacation, just call Betty at Mountain Home Charter, 508-5331.
That's 870-508-5331. Or stop by my office, Highway 62 West. Come cruise with us.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
It's the little things, like turkey, dressing, and pumpkin pie. Wait, in April? Stage and Goodies are turning April into the new November with our Orange Friday sale. Get ready for peeled back prices store-wide, like a 40-inch HD TV for $149.99, hardside luggage for $29.99, and 10-piece cookware for just $19.99. Plus, our first 50 guests could win a $500 gift card or other great prizes. The Orange Friday fun goes all weekend. Stage and Goodies. Little things mean everything. Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
10:30 on this Saturday morning. Penny, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a pretty day out, a little cloudy, couple drips I've seen, but that's probably all that's going to happen.
Penny at Carl Wayne's Nurseries, also a weather person.
Well, I'm glad you know this now.
What's going on this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, we have got all those vegetables that you have been waiting and waiting and waiting for. We've got all kinds of heirloom tomatoes. We got the bell peppers in all colors. Lots of jalapenos and hottie peppers. I don't know. There's a bunch of scenario or whatever. Bunch of them. So we got all that stuff in. We got some really neat herb pots that came in with that bunch of goodies. And the hanging baskets, oh my gosh, color
nice.
Galore.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to come on down and get some of that. That's going to be a fun day today. That'll make you smile and make the sun shine.
Absolutely. Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Highway 5 South, 1151 East 9th Street here in Mountain Home. The phone number is 425-6966. You can visit carlwaynesnurseries.com. And you're open till 5 today, aren't you?
Yes, sir. And tomorrow it's Sunday, and I will be there from 11 to 3 with a smile on.
Well, of course. We wouldn't know you without a smile.
That's right. That's right. Everybody have a great day.
You too, Penny.
Bye-bye.
Penny this morning, Carl Wayne's Nurseries, 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, Highway 5 South, 425-6966. Temperature under cloudy skies, 54 degrees. Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar this morning. It's pretty active. It's showing scattered rain over all of the Twin Lakes area and stretching back into northwest Arkansas. A little bit of a break there in northwest Arkansas, but it won't last long because it's coming out of Oklahoma and up from Texas. It stretches all the way down to Dallas, all the way up to